Welcome back. In this lesson, we're shaping brake swing at 170 BPM in Ableton Live, intermediate level, drum and bass mindset. And here's the big idea up front. Indeed NB, swing is not a button. It's micro timing, ghost note feel and controlled mess. At 170 BPM, 5 to 20 milliseconds is the difference between rolling like a tank and why does this feel late and flimsy. By the end, you'll have a two-bar drum loop built from a classic brake, but with a modern, tight kick and snare backbone. The brake layer will move and breathe, but it won't knock your tune off center. That's the goal. Motion on top, discipline underneath. All right, set up your session. Set tempo to 170 BPM. Now create three tracks. First track, clean drums for kick and snare in a drum rack. Second track, brake audio, where the raw brake sits for vibe and texture. Third track, brake sliced MIDI, where we'll get surgical with timing. That two brake track setup is not overkill. Then audio track keeps that original personality. The sliced MIDI version gives you control over exactly which hats and ghosts push or pull without smearing the whole break. Now let's choose and prep a break. Pick something with internal groove. Amen. Think hot pants, funky drummer, anything that already has attitude. Drag it onto the break audio track. Turn warp on. Ableton will guess the tempo, but don't trust it blindly. Find the real downbeat, the true one, and set it properly. Use warp from here, straight, from the downbeat that actually hits like beat 1. For warp mode, start with beats. Preserve set to transients. Then adjust envelope, around 10 to 25. Here's the teacher tip. Lower envelope tends to keep it punchier. Higher envelope can start to smear or soften the transients. At 170, you want those transients clean, because we're going to create swing with timing, not with blur. Your goal right now is simple. Line it up to the grid without wrecking the hit shapes. Next, build the clean spine. Swing works best when you have anchors, so we're going to create a kick and snare that never lies. On the clean drums track, load a drum rack. Choose a punchy kick and a main snare that can carry the mix. Put your kick on 1.1. Put your main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. And if you want a little extra drive, add an optional kick around 1.3 or 1.3.3 depending on the pattern you like. This is anchor thinking. Your anchors are your main snare on 2 and 4 and your main kick hits. Those are the grid's truth. We do not casually swing those around. We let the ornaments move. Hats, ghost snares, little ticks. Now put a glue compressor on the clean drum track. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold so you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not crushing, we're stabilizing. Optional but tasty, saturator, analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. That gives the backbone a confident edge. Now the core move. Slice the break. Go to the break audio clip. Right click, slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient, and choose a drum rack slicing preset. Ableton makes you a new drum rack with all those break hits spread across pads. This is where you gain superpowers. Because instead of warping the whole piece of audio, you can retime only the hats, only the ghosts, only the tiny details and leave your main snare punch intact. Now we're going to extract groove from the original break and use it as a starting point. On the original break audio clip, right-click and choose extract groove. Open the groove pool. You'll see your extracted groove appear near the bottom. Now drag that groove onto the sliced break MIDI clip. And if you have a separate hat MIDI part, you can try it there too. But for now, we'll focus on the sliced break. Let's dial in some groove pool settings that actually make sense at 170 BPM. Start with timing around 15 to 35%. Keep random low, around 0 to 10%. Deed NB usually needs repeatability. We want style, not accident. Set velocity around 10 to 25% if you want the groove to also shape dynamics, which can be great for ghost feel. Bass, try 1/16 or 1/8 depending on the source. Quantize, keep it low, like 0 to 15%. Quantize in the groove pool is basically the snap back to grid amount, and if it's too high you undo the very swing you're trying to create. And here's a key workflow tip. Do not commit yet. Keep it non-destructive while you audition. Commit only when you're confident. Now, groove templates are good, but the real sauce is manual push and pull. Open the MIDI clip on the sliced break track. Turn on fold so you only see the notes that exist. Set your grid to 1/16. Then for fine adjustments, switch to 1/32. We're hunting for the swing drivers. Usually it's closed hats, rides, ghost snares, and tiny percussion ticks. not the main snare on 2 and 4. Here are micro timing targets that work well at 170 BPM. Think of these as ranges, not laws. For rolling swing, push hats slightly late, about plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. For more lurchy jungle energy, push ghost snares later, plus 8 to plus 18 milliseconds. If you want urgency and drive, pull certain hats slightly early, minus 3 to minus 8 milliseconds. And keep your main snare basically on grid, 0 to plus 3 milliseconds max, and only if it's doing something intentional. If you swing the main snare late, the whole track feels like it's leaning back and losing punch. In Ableton, you can nudge notes using keyboard nudges depending on your setup, or just drag carefully. And don't guess. Look at note start positions so you can be consistent. Consistency reads as a style choice. Inconsistency reads as sloppy editing. Try this pro approach. Keep bar 1 tighter, bar 2 slightly looser. That creates forward motion without changing the pattern dramatically. Now let's build that 2-bar D&B loop feel. Copy your 1-bar idea to make 2 bars. In bar 1, keep the groove cleaner. In bar 2, allow slightly more swing and add a couple ornaments. A simple bar 2 upgrade. Add one extra ghost snare just before beat 4, very quiet. Then add a tiny hat rush near the end of bar 2, like 2 1/32 hats. Small, controlled, and filtered if necessary. The rule: variation happens in ornaments, not anchors. Your kick and main snare stay consistent so the dance floor doesn't get confused. Now let's make the swing audible, but not messy, with layering and processing. On the sliced break track, start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 HE to get low mud out of the break layer. If it's biting or harsh, dip a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch low, 0 to 10. Be careful. Usually keep boom off because your kick is handling the low end. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, so you let transients through. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Again, stabilize. Don't flatten. Here's a great teacher trick. Parallel processing for detail. Send the break to a return with saturator and compression, then blend it in quietly. That makes ghosts and swing detail readable without turning the whole break up. Now, let's do the swing reality check. Lock it to bass. Add a simple placeholder bass line. Even just a basic note hitting on eighth notes or sixteenths. If the groove suddenly feels like it's tripping over itself, reduce groove timing. Reduce random, or pull a few hats slightly earlier. Rule of thumb. Bass likes consistent timing. Let hats and ghosts be loose. Do not let the subs be the thing that's wobbling in time. Now let's cover common mistakes before you accidentally make them. Mistake 1. Swinging the main snare too late. It kills impact and makes the track feel slower than 170. Mistake 2. Warping the break too aggressively, which smears transients and makes the swing sound flammy in a bad way. Mistake 3. Too much groove timing, like 50% plus. At 170, that often sounds drunk instead of rolling. Mistake 4. Random too high. Fun for experimental stuff, but for heavy D&B you want repeatable punch. Mistake 5. No clean backbone. If you don't have anchors, the swing has nothing to reference and everything feels messy. Now for a couple extra coaching notes that will instantly level you up. Think anchors versus ornaments. If something feels sloppy, check for flams between your clean snare and the break snare layer. Those near duplicate transients landing 5 to 15 milliseconds apart can sound like a facey buzz instead of a groove. Do a quick mono check at low volume. Drop a utility on the master, hit mono, and turn down your monitor. If the groove collapses in mono, you likely have timing clashes or phase issues in your layers. Not too little swing. And a slash be your feel with a straight reference. Duplicate your loop. Version A is grid tight, no groove. Version B is your swing. Toggle every 4 bars. If B doesn't clearly improve motion without losing impact, simplify. Usually that means fewer nudges, not more. Also try one intentional flam. Just one. For example, a quiet ghost snare 10 to 18 milliseconds before a main hit. Filtered and short. Deliberate flams can add aggression and life. Accidental flams just sound messy. If you want to go a little more advanced, here are a few variation ideas. Try 2-lane hats. One hat slightly early for urgency and a different hat slightly late for swing. Alternate them on 16ths. It creates movement while keeping the snare centered. Use probability only on ornaments if you're on live 11 or 12, like a tiny hat tick at 30 to 50% chance. Anchors stay at 100%, and consider groove split. Separate hats, ghosts, and perks onto different lanes or chains, and apply different groove amounts. Hats can take more timing swing. Ghosts medium, anchors basically none. Finally, a quick 15-minute practice to lock this in. Load a classic break, warp it cleanly, then slice it to MIDI. Extract groove from the original audio and apply it to the sliced MIDI with timing at 25%, velocity 15%, random 5%. Make a 2-bar loop, bar 1 mostly straight, bar 2. Add 2 ghost hits and nudge 3 hats late by about 10 milliseconds. Then do the A/B test. Try groove timing at 15% versus 35%, and decide which one rolls harder with a simple bass line. When you export, label them clearly. For example, 170 swing A15 timing and 170 swing B35 timing. You're building a library of feel, not just a one-off loop. Recap to close. At 170 BPM, swing is micro timing and intention. Warp to align, slice to control. Use groove pool to get in the zone. Then do manual nudges on hats and ghosts for the pro feel. Keep kick and snare anchors tight, and let the break supply motion. For heavier DNB, swing the top layer, distort ghosts subtly, and keep subs disciplined. If you tell me which break you're using and whether you're aiming for roller, tech step, or jungle, I can give you a specific 2-bar recipe with exact hat and ghost offsets to try.